Word Worship Music is excited to announce the new project, The Church Will Sing, a compilation of 10 new songs written by the writers of today's most well-known worship songs. We want to feature you and your church's voice, but time is running out to be involved. Visit thechurchwillsing.com today to learn more.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are now entering the Decent Christian Talk podcast. Enjoy.
Decent Christian Talk, episode number 73. What's up, everybody? I'm Gabe Jones. This is a show by the fans, for the fans, just like all of you. I am a fan of Christian music, and we've got a great show for you today. For King and Country is on the show today, one of the biggest groups in Christian music, and they are joining us today, talking about their brand new release coming out this Friday, and it's called Burn the Ships. It's coming out this Friday, October 5th, and we're excited to bring them on to talk to us about that. It's so exciting. I kind of grew up with the For King and Country brothers, you know, listening to their sister, Rebecca St. James, and so it's definitely exciting. This is the second time that they've been on the show, so it's awesome to reconnect with them and talk with them about their new music that they've been working on. It's hard to believe it's only their third record. But it's exciting. It's an awesome thing. If any of you guys have seen these guys live, they are one of the best groups to see live. They bring an energy that's just hard to describe. They really bring it every single time that they are on the stage. And they're going to be joining us later on in the show. Before we talk about that, we need to talk about our Patreon page. Hey guys, unfortunately, when it comes to making podcasts, when it comes to doing things online, it does cost money to host shows like this and to host websites. But through your support, and for you, and for those of you that join our team, you can help support our podcast for as low as $1 a month on patreon.com/decentchristiantalk. That's right, on patreon.com/decentchristiantalk, you can join our team for as low as $1 a month. Help us, support us by helping us with our costs and keeping us on the air. Hey guys, we absolutely love doing this show for you guys. It's a show for the fans, by the fans. We're fans just like you, and we just decided to have fun and make a podcast for you guys. But like I said, it does cost some money. So we would appreciate if you check that out. For as low as $1 a month, you can help us out. Check that out at patreon.com/decentchristiantalk. We'd greatly appreciate that. You can also check us out at decentchristiantalk.com. There's a place on the right-hand side of the page where you can donate if you're more into the one-time donation thing. You can check us out on there. And today we are partnering with Word Worship Music on a project called The Church Will Sing. Now, the sad fact is there are a lot of very talented worship music writers who are just waiting for a major artist to cover their song. Hey, we just did John Mark McMillan a couple episodes ago. That for those of you that know how he wrote How He Loves, that song didn't become popular until bands like Jesus Culture and David Crowder covered his song. You know, unfortunately, that's how it is in Christian music right now. But because of that, there are so many songs that are sitting on publishers' computer awaiting a major recordings artist release. Now, this new initiative, The Church Will Sing, will distribute these songs directly to the list of churches who have signed up for this project, and it opens the invitation for the congregations to be part of the project through the recording of the congregational voice. So in a nutshell, your church, your worship team, can help get these songs out there. So how can your church get involved? You can sign up at www.thechurchwillsing.com to receive the backing tracks, videos, and other resources, as well as the recording instructions. So go check that out again. It's www.thechurchwillsing.com. It's a great project from Word Worship Music. Thank you for partnering with us, Word Worship Music. And that's an exciting project that's worth checking out. Again, that's thechurchwillsing.com. Your church can get involved with getting these songs out there. Never before heard songs before. They've never been covered by any artist. And they're just waiting for congregations to sing them. And that's a chance for you to get involved with getting that music out. And that's a pretty cool project, if you ask me. Hey, guys. We've got a great show for you today. Like I said before, For King of Country is on the show. Burn the Ships, their brand new album, comes out this Friday, October 5th. You don't want to miss that release. Make sure you remember to check that out Friday. But without further ado, here is our interview with For King of Country's Luke Smallbone.
All right, hit that horn, babe. Let's dance.
Let it move. Let it move.
The rumor is third album coming very soon.
Yeah, it just got announced October 5th.
That's close to my birthday.
There you go. When's your birthday?
The 12th.
Okay.
So
my brother's is the 11th, and I'm the 22nd of October. So a lot of things happening in October.
October is a good month.
It is.
So talk to me about the new album.
Yeah. Well, it's been several years since we released an album. So we've been working on it for about a year and a half, and I had a moment with my wife. I was playing her some of the updated versions of the songs, and I was like, I've worked a year and a half on this 11 song album. Just kind of blew my mind that in some ways it doesn't seem like much, you know, but then what I love about music is when it goes out and it goes out into people's lives, that's when the harvest takes place, if you will.
Yeah.
And that was so, you know, you reap for a long time and you toil for a long time, and at times you question whether or not it matters or not. And so this album be coming out October 5th, and it's the first time. I'm never going to say it's our best album or this, that, and the other, because that's ultimately up for you guys to decide. It's just my job to do the best that I can do, but it feels like the most raw and most honest album that we've ever done. And every 10 songs or 11 songs that are on this is a very there's a very keen story and reason why.
Is there a nervousness that you've worked so long on this album and now it's about to be out in public? For example, Rebecca St. James had a very good third album, and my brother wanted me to ask, who's going to have the better third album?
Well, who knows? I mean, as I said, that's up for you guys to decide. I think there's a vulnerability in releasing music, and especially music that feels important to you. And, you know, so this stuff does feel important to me. And because of that, you know, you're exposing your heart. Mm-hmm. And you don't know how your heart is going to be received. And so, but that's not my responsibility. You know, my responsibility is to write from an honest place and to write about things that, you know, God's laid on our hearts to write. And stories and things that have happened in our life. And the rest of it is up to you guys.
Yeah. One of the things that you've taken as your responsibility is to put on a very, very good live show. You guys, here last year, you were incredible. In fact, you came all the way out through the crowd. I was holding my nephew. You rubbed him on the head and kept going. So why is it so important to have a show like that? And who's the idea guy behind all these awesome things you guys do on stage?
Well, we work on it all together. You know, my father and my brother Joel and I, we all kind of strategize about different things that we could do, and I grew up as a lighting director, and my brother Joel was a stage manager, so we grew up with, you know, ideas of if we could ever do this, you know, these are some of the things that we would do. But I think, you know, if you want to break through in today's culture, you know, the phone that you're recording this on is wildly entertaining. You have access to everything. If you want to watch the World Cup right now, you could be watching the World Cup.
Cup earlier today.
You can do all this on it. So if you're going to figure out a way to break through these, just all the media that's out there, I think that you've got to be wildly entertaining. I think that you've got to be up there with any person out there in the world, Bruno Mars, or Justin Timberlake, anybody. If you want to contribute and you want to get people's attention so that they can listen to the stories about really ultimately hope, so that they can listen about what has taken place in your life. When you get their attention, they're willing to listen. And I think that we use the live show as a little bit of a tool to try and get people to listen.
I know that the most successful acts in Christian music, such as Toby Mac, Newsboys, anything like that, they always bring the live show, and that's how they not only make headway in the Christian market, but people start to notice them outside of, wow, these guys aren't just Christian band. They're music that is good, that has a good message at the same time. So I think that's very important. So was it yesterday? My days are all mixed up. You guys just released a brand new music video in Iceland, which I haven't seen the video yet, but I hear it's beautiful. And just tell me how that experience was.
Yeah, so we were we're releasing five songs before we release the album, and each one for 5 months. So we released Joy, we did a music video for that, and then after we were kind of wrapping Joy, we were obviously needing to do another music video.
Yeah.
And we found ourselves, we knew that we had a European tour scheduled, and our first stop was in Iceland. And we thought, well, what if we were to take this song called Pioneers that my wife and Joel's wife, Mariah, they sing on? What if we were to go over there like 2 or 3 days early and do a music video over there?
Yeah.
And I don't think that we realized when we were doing it that, you know, the weather in Iceland is a disaster. It's always a mess. It's always... So you're kind of rolling the dice. So
yeah.
We're there, and we originally were scheduled to film on a Tuesday. And a couple days before we flew over there, they were like, hey, we're actually just going to move the day of shooting to a Wednesday. And sure enough, the day that we were there on a Tuesday, I'm talking like 50-mile-an-hour winds, you know, rain that hurts when it's hitting you, just ridiculous. And this is normal for them. And I'm sitting there going, guys, if we had tried to film today, you just couldn't have done it. And there's no physical way. And so sure enough, we wake up the next day, and it's just this beautiful day. Still very Iceland, still windy, and still its own thing. But this whole music video really came together. It's a piece that the land and the scenery tells the story,
okay.
And we just sing the song. And it's something really beautiful about that.
Who has the better landscape, New Zealand or Iceland?
Well, Iceland's volcanic,
oh,
right?
Gosh.
So you got like black sand beaches, and you've got fjord, you know, old cliffs that used to be fjords, but now the land is raised up, and so it's kind of inexplainable the land, you know, like, you know, New Zealand is, you've got mountains, they, you know, it could almost be like the Swiss Alps.
I've never been either, but I watched Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, exactly,
so,
and it's beautiful.
Yeah.
There's something about Iceland because it's basically an island built from volcanoes. That's very interesting.
Yeah. And they went out in the World Cup this year, but
it was a lot
of fun.
It was a lot of fun.
So you mentioned your wives are singing with you and they're filming with you.
Yeah.
What's that experience like now that it's kind of, it's always been in the family, but now it's bringing more family in?
Well, fortunately, I think our wives are talented, so that helps. You're not like, okay,
not
honey, you know, let's...
We'll auto-tune that.
Try and do that a little bit better. I mean, they're just genuinely very good at what they do, and so... I think it's always good as a couple to dream together, you know, and doing things like this is kind of like, not to say that it's fulfilling dreams, but it's just cool to do things that are very beautiful and sentimental, and you get to sing together. There's something about singing a song with your spouse that's just really, really endearing and beautiful, and so obviously to be able to do that was thrilling, but in their own right, I mean, my wife has not chosen to be an artist, but honestly, she could be, and she could be very successful at it, but she's decided to do different things in her life, and I respect that, and I love that, but it's nice to be able to do that together from time to time.
Okay, so new album coming out October 5th.
Yeah.
How do people stay in touch for updates? You said you're releasing five songs before, and how do they stay in touch with
that? Yeah, I mean, the website's kingcountry.com, but ultimately everybody lives on socials these days, so Facebook, Instagram's probably our most popular, Twitter, all that good stuff, you know, just search for King and Country, and hopefully you find us, but you should.
Maybe coming to a town near you.
Yeah, maybe coming to a town near you, maybe sooner than we think.
Oh, hey, thank you so much for your time.
Don't worry, man.
Yeah.
That was our interview with, for King and Country's Luke Smallbone. I'd like to thank my brother Josiah for doing that. You know, sometimes I gotta call on the younger brother to do the interview, and he definitely held his own there against Luke. I guess it wasn't against Luke Smallbone, but with Luke Smallbone for King of Country. And again, their new record is coming out this Friday. It's called Burn the Ships. It's coming out October 5th. You definitely want to check that out. Thank you, Luke, for hanging out with us, and Joel, who's always been cool with us, for hanging out with us as well. We've got to hang out with them a couple times this summer. Once in our own hometown, and we didn't really get to give them a pepperoni roll like we wanted to, but we promised we'd do that next time. Those are so much. We have so much fun with those guys. They're genuine, nice guys, and they've been around the music business for a long time, being involved with their sister Rebecca St. James. So they know what they're doing, and they know how to entertain on stage. They have one of the best live shows that you can see. So go check them out if they're in your area. They're going to be on tour. Check them out on their social media for King of Country. They have a website, Facebook, Twitter, all that. And they do a great job promoting their stuff on social media. So go follow them on Facebook and Twitter, Instagram. And check out Burn the Ships coming out this Friday, October 5th. It's going to be a great record. I can't believe it's only their third release. And I can't wait to hear from them. We're going to be heading off into the sunset here. For those of you that don't know, you can check us out on iTunes, Decent Christian Talk Podcast. We're also on Spotify. For those of you that listen to music through Spotify, you can also listen to our podcast as well. Just search Decent Christian Talk Podcast and you can listen to us on there. Give us a nice review if you listen to us on iTunes. Subscribe to us on there if you listen to podcasts through iTunes. If you listen through Google Play, if you have an Android device, you can also give us a nice review on there. I don't think you can give us a review on Spotify, but I do think you can subscribe to us on there. We are also on SoundCloud. We're also on YouTube. We have a website called decentchristiantalk.com. If you go on there, you can give us your email address, and every single time we post, you'll get an email notification letting you know every single time we post, and that's completely free to you. Again, we have a Patreon page where you can join our team for as low as $1 a month, patreon.com/decentchristiantalk. We're also on Twitter, DC Talk Act 2. That's DC Talk Act and the number 2. We're also on Instagram, DC Talk Podcast. We're also on Facebook, Decent Christian Talk. I always forget that. We're on Facebook, Decent Christian Talk Podcast, and the Decent Christian Talk Podcast group discussion. We got a lot of fun shows coming up for you. Like we mentioned last time, the next two episodes or so will be dedicated to the brand new release that Toby Mac is putting out on October 12th. And we're going to have four members of Toby Mac's Diverse City Band on our upcoming episodes. You don't want to miss that. It's dedicated to Toby Mac's release. It's definitely a diverse range of guests, and you don't want to miss that. I don't want to give away what those guests will be. But if you subscribe to us on all those places that I said before, you can get that episode as soon as it gets released right to your mobile device. Hey, guys, thanks for checking us out. We will talk to you next time. Peace.
Don't forget to tip your waiters and waitresses. Thanks.